hands holding books. These are the first two printed books written in Reformation movement time by the leader of Reformation movement, Primo Struber. And then there is the Counter-Reformation, this bishop, which is the 17th century. And these two are bishops from 19th century. The middle one, the bishop from the second biggest town in Slovenia, Maribor. He has this grapefruit in his hand because in Maribor grows the oldest vine plant in the world.
How old is it?
400 years. And the descendant of this plant is also on the castle which we will see. And then the third one, he left this place and went to United States. Friedrich Barada lived with Indians on Michigan Lake, and he learned their language and then wrote the first grammar and the first dictionary for that Northern American Indian language tribe. That's why he's holding this book with the image of Indians. And then the crowd upstairs, the first and then the second World War, Rays of the Sun, it's the Slovenian Independence Day, 1991. And then on the top is Pope John Paul II watching all this history, which is about 1,300 years long. And we'll go inside.
They believe it's lost, but it was found in 2004, 5 years ago, in the cellar of the cathedral. It was wrapped in one corner, but until that time, they thought it's lost. It's the Pietro Liberi, another Italian artist, he's the author, and they made studies when it was renovated. They made studies why this was renovated. They believe that maybe because this Saint Nicholas doesn't look like him, usually he appears in the sea, helping boatmen, fishermen, but here he's in the heaven. He doesn't look like his head, but it's on the cloud, at the bottom of the sea. And then about
the church, a single name, inside chapels, and the architect designed the building was Andrea Pozzo. So Italian from Rome, one of the best architects actually of that time in Rome.
You wouldn't like to come and find this afterwards to Thank you.